AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Baltimore has been calmer today after yesterday's rioting and looting. AP correspondent Warren Levinson joins us live from the neighborhood where a CVS pharmacy was set on fire in Monday's unrest. Warren?
Carlotta, the violence that overwhelmed this corner last night has been replaced with a kind of seething calm. The people who've been gathering here all day seem to have been moved by a mixture of civic pride and outrage. Outrage at the blow Baltimore has suffered from last night's rioting, but deeper and more long-standing outrage over police mistreatment. It's a mixed race, though mostly black crowd, watched over by a line of riot-equipped Baltimore police, their numbers augmented by police officers from Montgomery and Prince George's County. And just a few minutes ago, a couple hundred demonstrators marched through here chanting, "We want peace." The fire that consumed the CVS is long out. The smell of the smoke still lingers. Carlotta?
Warren Levinson joining us live from Baltimore. In Washington, both sides have made their case to the Supreme Court on gay marriage, and it's up to the justices to decide whether same-sex couples across the country should be able to wed. A ruling is expected in June. Hillary Rodham Clinton will face a liberal challenge for the Democratic presidential nomination. AP correspondent Jerry Bodlander has more.
Sources say that independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont will announce on Thursday that he's a candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. He's already made several visits to Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina. Sanders is a vocal critic of the proposed Trans-Pacific Partnership trade agreement. He's also spoken out on income inequality and the need for a more progressive tax structure.
Consumer confidence has fallen this month to the lowest level in 4 months, knocked down by a slowdown in hiring. That's according to a conference board report. This is AP Radio News. Actor Michael Douglas is reminding world powers meeting at the UN to talk about a disarmament treaty that the threat of nuclear weapons is no less important today than it was during his childhood in the 1940s and 50s.
Michael Douglas says he remembers during his childhood hiding under his wooden desk for nuclear drills. The UN messenger of peace also says there may be fewer nuclear weapons these days, but
these weapons and their delivery systems are more powerful and more sophisticated than ever before.
The Oscar winner says one of the great ironies is that the cost of maintaining the world's nuclear weapons stockpile is surpassed only by the human and environmental costs of using them. Julie Walker, New York.
Google says it will give European publishers more than $162 million to help them adapt to the challenge of selling news online. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.